Well, that's not going to work. He's panting way too long.
Go with your uncle.
Hey everybody, welcome to Joseph Reality, the podcast. I'm Jazz.
And I'm Jade.
And this is where we talk to you about reality TV and the related drama. So this week we are down one show. No Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But we have Dubai, episode 12. We have Southern Charm. And we have Real Housewives of Atlanta. Okay, so we're going to dive in with the hot goss at the top. First of all, Lisa Rinna, shockingly, is a mess on social media.
Yeah.
As per
she needs she a social is. Media manager.
She really, 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 really does. Really. I mean, even Andy gets sick of it.
Yeah. Why does she want to be known for that? It's just so weird. I don't know.
I think she just like sits there and gets mad and like actually loses it because she seems kind of embarrassed about it later.
Yeah, right.
Or she's like, I know I need to get a hold of it.
Yeah.
But then she doesn't change.
And then she literally does not change. And it's like, okay, the dancing on the whatever, do that. People make fun of you for that, but whatever. Who gives a shit? That's your page. Dance on it if you want to.
Yeah.
The constantly starting fights and coming after anybody and everybody, chill the fuck
get
out.
Get a hobby.
Yeah.
I mean, what the
keep
hell?
Keep dancing. Jeez.
Yeah, just keep making the dancing videos. I also hate those, but
yeah,
whatever.
I hate them, but
it's better than the alternative.
Yeah.
But anyway, you were seeing some of her social media.
Yeah, so she deleted, like, all her pictures with everyone from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
That's so crazy.
And then she never had Beverly Hills in her, like, bio, but I think she did some kind of editing with it. I'm not really sure, but yeah, so we'll see. She said she archived the pictures, but we'll see. She
and got for, to even say, like, she's so weird. I did see, like, her story that was, like, I was Lisa fucking Rinna before Housewives, and I will be Lisa fucking Rinna after. And yeah. I was like, Okay, girl.
You do you.
Go off.
But on a brighter note, Carl and Lindsay are engaged. Got a rad house.
Making that shit old fish.
We're really excited. Well, I am really excited for them.
I'm very excited for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which means probably babies on Z-Way. Because Lindsay's rush.
She is ready for babies. So I feel like if they're getting engaged, then they're probably ready to have kids, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I feel like they were both fine with just dating each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
or maybe
there's already kids on the way. Ooh, plot thickens.
I should have asked her when I met her at.
Remember that one time when Jade met them?
That was crazy.
Anyways. That was insane. FOMO up the wazoo.
Oh my God. Kyle goes, Aren't those the people you watch? And I turned around and I think I died and went to heaven.
You like blacked out.
I was like, duh. Yeah, that was crazy. And then just a little pluggy plug because I'm excited is Love is Blind is coming out with like a Where Are They Now type thing.
I am so excited.
Yeah.
PSA, always do a Where Are They Now. Always, mm-hmm. always. Here for it. It looks like it's going to be drama central.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's it for the gossip stuff. But we do have an announcement is that we are going to be taking a season break for this month, for September. We're going to take 4 weeks off, but we'll be back at the beginning of October. But we have a couple of bonus episodes planned, so for shows that are pertinent right now. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's dive in. Dubai.
Season finale.
Not up to season finale standards.
No, but we'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take what we can get.
It was the first season, even though Salt Lake City, I thought their first season was really good. But I thought Dubai was good too.
But also, like, think back to all the first seasons of most of the Housewives. They're always a disaster.
Yeah, but they were in 2008.
I know, but still.
Okay. That's a stretch, but I'll let you have it. It kind of jumps off the top. Miss Goat died. That was really sad.
What? Why is Miss Goat dead?
Yeah. That was crazy. That was sad.
It's very upsetting.
And
also, I have another PSA. I'm full of PSAs today. Do not let your animals eat fertilizer. They will die.
Well,
they will actually die.
She doesn't know if they ate fertilizer.
If she fertilized her grass, goats eat grass like all day long. They just munch on grass.
It's called grazing.
He ate the fertilizer. Yeah. And he died from the fertilizer.
It's a she.
She died from the fertilizer.
Miss Sorry. Goat.
Goat equality here.
Yeah, that's really sad. Keep your animals off your fertilized lawns. But
I won't go on all day about it, but I
either way, RIP Miss Goat. We love you and miss you. You are the star of the show.
Truly. 2 months.
she probably didn't mind that I was dead because it's a lot of taking care of.
Yeah.
And who just like springs an animal on somebody?
It's insane.
I'd be so mad.
She did buy her like all those crazy clothes.
Yeah, true. They did love Miss Goat.
Yeah, they did. Anyway.
Okay, so then we kind of jump in and Nina and Lisa are starting to beef because Lisa's like, Nina, the reason that I'm weary of Caroline Stanberry is because of you. And now you're very close. And I think that's kind of weird.
Because she said some dirty shit about her.
Yeah. And like, I think Lisa's valid in that.
I do too. And also, like, Nina's, like, I'm all crystals and, like, positivity is, like, such bullshit. Like, I feel like it's more authentic from Sarah.
Yeah.
Like, I just get it better because I feel like she admittedly is, like, I used to be a disaster and I've done a lot of work kind of thing. And really, like, has shown that she cares about people. But I feel like Nina is just so full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I really just, like, I don't know. Her vibe is so fake to me.
Yeah. I agree
But so I can, like, totally understand with Lisa because it does seem, like, fraudulent.
Yeah, it truly does.
But yeah, and then I feel like, I don't know, Lisa and Stanberry, I just feel like need to get over it because I just feel like their beef is not that deep. And
yeah.
It was like funny for a second and now I'm just like kind of bored of it.
Yeah.
And I think Lisa thought that Stanberry was going to get mad about Nina and Stanberry was just like, Nina didn't like me. Now she likes me. Who cares? Get over it.
Yeah.
Like literally, I don't care.
Right.
Which is like, that's just kind of a British thing, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like that. And I don't know, a little part of me was like, does she not care because she doesn't like Lisa? So she's not like taking it really into like what Lisa's saying. But either way, who cares? That is what the story wrote. Like Nina used to not like Stanberry. Now she does. Like, let's just move on.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Right.
But then Stanberry was saying how she thinks Stanberry and Brooks were saying that Ion does Lisa's dirty work.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I agree with that. I think people kind of group them together and it pisses them off. So they have similar battles with people.
I could see that. I don't know. I feel like the flashbacks kind of helped actually too. But I do feel like Lisa influences Ion a lot.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like if Ion like complained about somebody to Lisa, Lisa would be like, oh, that's annoying, this is what you need to say,
yeah,
whatever, but not have beef with that person. But I feel like the reverse, like, I don't know, I think Ion just like really, how do I say this without sounding like a dick, I just feel like she's a little bit like, she'll do anything for Lisa.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she takes on her battles.
Yeah.
And she doesn't need to do that.
Yeah.
So when Lisa has, like, beef or says something about someone, she's like, yeah. And then, like, you know, like, executes that.
Yeah.
But.
Well, we'll find out in the reunion who's sticking up for who.
Yeah. And since the show's aired, these bitches have had so many fights over.
Yeah.
Twitter. It's, like, crazy.
Yeah. Well, they couldn't say anything in their confessionals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about that for a second. So. Did we talk about this last week?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
That they weren't... Okay, I forgot about that because that's why I wish they wouldn't have done that. But
yeah.
Sarah basically commenting on social media that her and Nina?
Yeah, I think it was her and Nina made a pact to not... Her, Nina... Lisa and Ion made a pact to not say anything negative about them, their kids, nothing in the interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ion came in and said, fuck you all.
Yeah, she sure did.
And Sarah like held up her pact. So now they're watching it back and they're like, we didn't say anything about you and you trashed us.
And also don't make that pact ever because the shit talking makes the show in the interview. So
well, and that's what it was Dylan from Betches. And he was like, that sucks for you because... now it makes your confessionals boring.
Yeah, right.
And she was like, yeah, it was a lose-lose situation, and I know that now.
Yeah. Ugh. So silly.
Yeah, that was silly.
Anyway, let's pivot. Let's talk about Brooks, because her family dynamic just, like, it honestly stresses me out more than anything. But her son is, again, getting bullied more.
Yeah.
On Zoom, and she caught the kids, like, bullying him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I would lose my shit.
It's so sad. And I just can't believe because kids are horrible, mean, awful. But, like, it's just so, like...
And why won't they stop bullying him? Why is no one doing anything at the school? Because it's not the first time we've heard this.
Yeah. But it's just, like, it hurts. But it also doesn't help when he has his dad saying things like, your mom's a gold digger.
Yeah. And, like, all the women he dates are gold diggers.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's great. And she was, like, kind of gave him shit, but was kind of laughing about it. And I'm just like, oh, my God. This is just not okay.
He's just, like, too young.
Yeah.
Like,
she said the first time he said it to her was, like, 4 years ago.
Yeah. That's not good.
What?
That's not good.
Oh, my God. So that's stressful. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. I feel like Brooks might, like, play it a little nicer because her ex is invested in her.
Yeah.
Right. But it's, like, protect your kid first.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever. But jumping off that into a different family dynamic, Ayan talking to her sister, they don't even know how I age.
It's, like,
the difference in
that
age.
That blew my... I'm like, you don't have a birth certificate then? Mm-hmm. Like, that's crazy. Yeah.
It might have just been, like, an estimate, like, an estimated date or something.
Oh, my God. That's wild.
It's really crazy. But she opened up to her sister about the hypnotherapy, and that moment was just, like, really sweet. And I just can't believe what they went through.
I know. The way that they went through. Oh, my God. But the way she was talking about her sister was so amazing. That she's, like, she is an actual hero, and, like, all the stuff she's saying about her. I was like, wow, that is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I love their relationship.
Yeah, that was really sweet. I just wanted to touch on that because I thought that was special. And I know we talked about Ayan's therapy last time, but I think that really sat well with her. And I'm really glad her and Sarah got to do that together. And now she's maybe opening up and being able to, like, close the door on that.
Yeah, I agree. Now
we're at the trip.
Here we are again. Brooks is just not afraid to be the only wasted one.
Yeah, she's really not. She even said 100 times, she's like, I'm lit.
I know. I'm like, oh, my God. And then she almost pukes in the golf cart.
Almost pukes in the golf cart and literally almost falls off the camel that she is.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And also, can we stop camel riding?
Yeah.
I actually just watched New York where they're all riding the camels.
Oh, my God. It's one of the funniest things of all time.
It's sad to me. Like, I'm like, that camel doesn't want you on it. It wants to go roam free. Let it live.
Well, it's the equivalent of riding horses.
Do you know
in that? This part of the world. Yes, they don't have horses. They have camels. What do you mean?
I don't know. We shouldn't ride horses then either.
No, we probably shouldn't ride any animals. They should get to run free, honestly.
Yeah.
But people do it. I mean, like, camels, yeah, it's like a very similar thing.
I don't know. I just feel sad. But they're so high off the ground. Oh, my God.
Oh, when I know.
I was like,
well, that part is not like riding a horse.
No. Like, all of a sudden, it's reaching for clouds.
I don't know if I could do it, to be honest. Well, I'd probably do it. Well, I don't know. Well, now I would feel bad because
now I would. I would never do it.
Okay. Anyway, so then we're sitting down having a dinner or whatever they're doing. And Ayan is talking about how Sarah took her to the therapy session and just, like, really appreciates her. And then Brooks is like, and you know what? You've really, like, seen me and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, look at you bitches finally appreciating someone doing nice things for you and, like, looking out. So it was nice to see her finally get some appreciation for, like, being a good person.
That was nice. And I think she deserves it because I do think she tries to, like, group everybody together and, like, be supportive of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then she brings them to this dope place, this dope culture. They get this whole, like, welcome dance.
Yeah, greeting. It was, like, such a trip she would plan. I loved it.
Yeah, it was amazing. And then she comes in with her random bits of knowledge, too, where she's like, they eat with their hands because when you eat with your hands, it releases a hormone that helps you digest better.
I was like, oh, my God, I could see it.
I was like, gross, but okay.
I mean, we eat tacos. You eat tacos with your hand?
I know, but it's different.
What's different?
Nothing really. I don't know. It's just weird to me. Like, I couldn't imagine putting my hand in, like, spaghetti and eating it.
I feel like they weren't eating spaghetti, to be fair.
What if they did?
Okay. I don't know. All right.
But then, you know, no good dinner goes unpunished.
Of course.
So we have people arguing. And this time it's Lisa and Stanberry, which we all knew that was going to happen. But they're just kind of going back and forth. And Lisa was like, you called everybody and asked them about me. And I was like, yeah, that's weird. But like, everyone does do that.
I know. At first I was like, That sounds kind of creepy. And I was like, wait a second. Literally all you bitches did that.
Yeah, right. Literally. If you didn't know somebody, wouldn't you call and be like, do you know this new girl?
Yeah.
Do you know this new person?
Well, personally, I probably wouldn't.
Oh, I would.
But I feel like that's not an abnormal thing to do. This is why I belong on TV. Okay. And then we're talking about blocking. Like literally they gasped. Like Sarah was like, oh,
yes.
Caroline.
You blocked her.
Yeah. It's like... What? That's the biggest crime of all this? Like yeah, you guys I'll have done way worse. If she says yeah, anything that's like perfectly reasonable to want negativity out of your life.
Right.
My God.
But my favorite thing was when Stanberry was like, well, you called me messy. And oh, yeah. Lisa was like, well, you are.
Yeah.
And like straight face. And I thought that was so funny.
And I'm like, and also poison and messy are not on the same level.
Not on the same
level. Like you're poison to the group and you're messy.
Yeah.
Yeah. One's worse.
Yeah. I know. I thought that was, I know. I was like, chill, Stanberry. You're going to be upset about being called messy.
Okay. But you are messy. You're all messy. That's why you're on the show.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then Sarah's like, I'm just sick of trying, just fight if you want. I'm sick of trying to be the one to get everyone to come together because deep down inside there's no intention of getting along.
Yeah.
She's like, there's not. And also, this is Housewives where people fight, so just let it happen.
Yeah, I feel like Sarah's not good for the show. I like Sarah, but like I feel like this is not her vibe.
It's not her vibe, but also like, sadly, it's like Crystal. It's like...
Yeah.
Probably eventually, like, they won't last very long, but, like, everyone can't be messy. Everyone actually can't be, like, messy and or vicious or...
But I think the difference is Sarah will stand up and be, like, enough.
Yeah.
Where Crystal, I feel like, gets steamrolled.
It gets entirely steamrolled.
Yeah.
That is true. Like, Sarah definitely, like, let Brooks have it in a text to everyone. So maybe.
Yeah, she doesn't.
We'll see. Yeah, she doesn't. Even, like... face to face with Brooks when Brooks expected an apology and she was like just staring at her. She's like, bitch, you're not getting an apology from me. So she will put her foot down, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so the reunion's coming up. It looks okay. The season wasn't incredible. There's rumors that it's not gonna come back for a second season. What do you think?
I liked it.
Yeah.
It could be one of those like shorter season shows. We don't need 22 episodes out of it. We can do like 8 to 13. And I think they bring good TV. They're entertaining. I don't know. It's not my favorite franchise by any means. But I think it's fair to give them a second season.
Everything should get 3 seasons, I think.
Yeah.
Like the first season, you're getting to know them. The second season, they're getting comfortable. And the third season, if they don't get their shit together, then you're done.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I think. It's just like giving a housewife like 1 season. It's like, I think that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, right.
But did you see that they're doing a Real Housewives of, or no, sorry, Real Girlfriends of
Paris?
Yeah. I'm intrigued.
I'm not intrigued.
Why?
I don't know. I thought this sounded stupid. Maybe I'll have to look into it more.
It's the same thing, but they're in Paris.
Paris.
All right. Anyway, let's go on to Southern Charm. Okay. I physically, mentally, emotionally, everything cannot handle these men. The way that they act like actual children.
Yeah.
And everyone just allows it to happen is insufferable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is so crazy. So we pick up and everyone's like, we wanted to have a good night, but, and they're just letting them act like babies. I would be like, shut the fuck up.
Oh my God.
You're ruining my night. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. You guys can go inside and pout if you want. Shut the fuck up.
Craig is like, wah, wah, wah. Everyone was mean to me. And Chep's like, fuck you, Craig.
Chep's like throwing his food and he's like,
yeah.
Throwing a fit.
And Austin's like, what the f-? And then Austin's trying to get into Olivia's pants and she's blocking him out. So he's distracted with that, but he's also trying to fight Craig. It's like, it's just a mess.
Yeah.
And then, Shep is throwing this big fucking hissy fit. And when he takes his food and throws it, I was like.
So rude.
Okay. Sounds good. I just was like. I hated every second of that, but whatever. Mm-hmm. And then Taylor literally, and we'll come back to this because it's obviously a big part of the show later when he freaks the fuck out at Taylor. But when she's like, may I speak? Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, go ahead. And like, I think that's really how she has to talk to him because mm-hmm. he's a lunatic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was sad.
Yeah, that was so sad.
I think the thing that bothers me so much about them is that they're so entitled, and I hate entitled.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of my least favorites. Mm-hmm. So that's why they just irk me to no end. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, why did no one just, like, let you have it?
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
In your entire life.
Ever.
Oh, my God.
And it is annoying because I see Shep's side before he turns into, like, an actual asshole. Yeah. Where it's like, yeah, Craig, you were a piece of shit.
You were a piece of shit. And then Austin is, like, literally telling you that you're being crazy and you lose, you cannot be criticized.
Yeah.
Like, he wants, like, Naomi to feel so bad about everything from mm-hmm. before. And it's like, she was literally right. You were toxic and horrible.
Yeah.
Like, Shep was right. You yeah. were,
and you were a horrible liar. Friend,
a liar.
And you
were lazy.
And you were lazy. And you did shit behind people's back. And you were a pot stirrer. Yeah. And you did all the shit.
All of the things.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to talk about it later on Watch What Happens Live Andy's like, we've got a lot of questions about, like, if you feel bad about how much shit you gave him. She's like, I mean, I could have maybe given him less shit, but if that was a kick that he needed, like,
yeah.
AKA, he literally got to where he was because of people being like, dude, you're a disaster.
Remember when he lied about taking the bar exam? I don't know, four times?
Yeah. So many times. Remember when he, like, literally got jobs handed him over and over, like, the law JD. Jobs? Oh, yeah, JD. Oh, God, that was so bad.
Yeah.
The law jobs, like, his dude was like, just take the bar and then mm-hmm. you can come work. Like, willing to give him so many chances. And yeah. he just could not get his shit together.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember when Patricia asked him to just make a fucking
one
pillow?
One single pillow. Remember when his assistant started his business for him?
Yeah.
And he just slept in and had, like, beers everywhere when she got there every morning? Mm. So crazy.
Yeah. So it really irks me when people are like, because it's like, no, Craig, you actually were a piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. And so it's annoying that, like, it also just annoys me that all the ladies are like, you're being so mean to Craig.
So mean to Craig.
Yeah, it's just like, no.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No, it's all bad. You're the reason why he gets away with this behavior.
Exactly.
It's crazy. But Shep apologizes
to
Craig because Taylor's like, you have to. So. Yeah,
right. Which I think she just wants peace.
Yeah, truly. But I appreciate it. I already touched on it, but I appreciated Austin, like, even though it was a whole nother war that night, but Austin being like, Craig, you're being crazy too. You're both being crazy.
Craig, you're being crazy. And then Craig goes, Austin, we're not friends anymore or something. I was like, oh my God, you're a fucking child.
And Benita was like, that's so mean to say to him. Why would you say that?
And Austin was like, okay, Craig. Okay. And then Austin goes to bed and he's like, see, that's why nobody followed you because everybody disagrees. They're babies.
Actual babies. Okay. But then, so I would have been so mad if finally they had stopped fighting and went and had a great night and I went to bed because of the fighting. And then the next day they went and hung out in that dope game room. Yeah. I would have been like, this is exactly why I fucking hate you.
Yeah. Like, yeah. No, they went there the same night.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But like, Leva went to bed mm-hmm. and like Austin went to bed. Like, people went to bed because they were like, Benita went to bed.
Leva and Benita straight up left. They went home. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't blame them for that.
Yeah, they said, you have your mess by yourself. We're out of here.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Mm-hmm. And they went home.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, that game room was dope as fuck. But then, okay, so then the next day, they have fun in the game room. They all hang out, whatever. Everybody goes their separate ways. Craig is talking to Paige about him going up to Whitney's door and Naomi being in there.
And, like, don't we think it's weird that he obviously he was in there with Naomi? Yeah. So.
Yeah. But Craig wants the attention. Mm-hmm. And Paige is like, imagine talking to your ex-boyfriend while the guy you're fucking is standing right next to you.
Yeah. As if to just, like, try to belittle her and, like, shame her, yeah. Which we watched her do it to Lindsay all last Summer House season. So.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Annoying.
I'm like, what? You live in a house where people like crossover hookup in the
How about
summer?
When you were literally dating two guys thinking it was so funny and just yeah. fucking around? Yeah. Like, yeah. In Summer House. Like, how
Andrea
about that?
And
Andrea
Craig.
And Craig. Yeah. Yeah. Craig, your current boyfriend.
Yeah. And how about when Craig was hooking up with Naomi and being with you
like
still.
Legit
like you've been involved in this.
She is so on this crazy high horse from dating Craig that it's like it just grosses me out so
I know.
Much
she's so prideful
like,
to be with him.
No wonder like, why that was why like I always liked her on Summer House and then this last season I'm like you're a fucking nightmare and she was dating Craig
yeah
she was the worst
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So she needs to really tone down. And then they answer that, hey, baby.
In this like pet voice. Oh, like,
my
oh my
God.
God. Stop. The only things that deserve that is animals.
Literally, children.
That's it.
And
not even
by
kids.
Children, I mean animals.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a kick out of Whitney and Naomi. I think it's fucking hilarious.
I think
I'm here for
so
it.
It's so funny.
He says her gait has an elegance.
Yeah, and
I was crying.
Everybody was like, gait?
A gait? Did you know what that was?
Hell no.
Oh my God, I couldn't believe that people didn't know what that was.
No, that is from like
horses have a gait.
That is from like 13 colonies from fucking Whitney's time, okay? Like the OG colonies. Nobody yeah. calls a walk a gait.
That's fair. But
I don't know why I'm so passionately hateful
you
about
are
that.
Passionate
Jesus.
About it. But so like the same Watch What Happens Live that I was talking about, that was actually last week's, when Andy asks Naomi if she's dating anyone, and yeah. she says, do you think she's talking about Whitney still? And didn't want to say because it was still coming on the next
I
episode.
Know.
I wonder if they're still dating, because
wow,
that would be a minute
really
then.
Good question.
So I, when she said that, I was like,
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways.
We'll have to ask her.
Yeah. Hey, at us if you know.
Yeah. So another funny thing is Whitney absolutely refusing to play egg toss.
Full on refusing.
Craig was like, play with me, Whitney. And Whitney was like, no, I'm not going to play that game.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know why we don't play something with more elegance like tennis.
And also like, I wouldn't want to play that either. Like
egg toss? I would.
They all had nice clothes on.
Side shot.
Yeah, but still, I don't want egg on me. Like, that sounds annoying, actually.
Well, the egg toss not only brought a lot of yolk, but a lot of drama because Shep is an asshole.
Nice.
Thanks.
Nice segue.
Thanks. I've been working on that one. So they're all having fun throwing the egg back and forth. And Naomi.
Super fun just getting splattered with yolk.
Splattered by
yolks.
And Naomi throws her egg, which, by the way, should we start by Shep literally telling Naomi he doesn't want to be her partner because she can't catch? That was rude. Anyways.
I mean, but you do want better people on your team, to be fair.
True. So, but either way.
Whatever.
Naomi throws the egg and it lands on the ground and Taylor stomps on it because she thought you could drop it. Either way, whatever. It did not warrant the reaction.
Oh, my God.
You fucking idiot screaming in her face. Like, doubling
screaming
down.
Screaming at her. And he was like, and I did like Olivia in this part where she like throws the egg at him. He tried to throw it back at her and it did not break on her. That was so funny.
Yeah.
But she's like, don't call her an idiot. I'll say whatever I want. I should have said worse.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. When he said that, I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Not good. And he just went like ballistic. It was actually like crazy to watch.
Crazy.
And then Marcy in her confessionals was like, yeah, that's Shep. That's how he gets. She's like, he talks to his mom like that. Like when he would get like told no or whatever, like it was these whatever screaming matches.
I cannot believe he talks to his mom like that. Any
and
man
then
who talks.
And he doubled down and said he would talk to his mom like that.
I know. He even said that. Any man who talks to his mom like that is a giant red flag.
Yeah.
Like we're only about men who talk to their mom with respect.
Yeah.
So not here for that.
Yeah.
We
like mommy's voice.
Yeah, we do. So that was crazy. And then, like, Taylor was, like, so, it was so crazy when she was, like, I didn't even, I think she was so shook by everyone's reaction because she was, like, holy shit, I can't believe how used to this I am.
Yeah, right.
Which, that, because I, she really spiraled after that.
Right.
And that would be a rude awakening to see everyone get so upset of how you're just, like, used to being treated.
Yeah.
Oof,
yeah.
Oof, oof, right. Oof, oof. He is, like, full on unhinged. And so then Naomi's, like, by the way, dude. This is not okay that he talks to you like this.
Yeah.
And when she, I was glad she refused to talk to him.
Yeah.
But then Shep just like blames on Naomi. He's like, yeah, Taylor's upset because Naomi got to her and like blah, 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 and like gives Naomi attitude. And it's like, oh my God. And he's like, I will not apologize. I will not apologize. That was so crazy. I was like, you are like a 15 year old boy.
I mean what I say.
Yeah, he did say that.
That was crazy. And then Austin was like, yeah, I've seen him be like this to Taylor. Yeah. I'm like, why wouldn't you stand in and be like, talk to her like that again? I'm going to punch you in your fucking face.
Yeah, it's crazy to me. It's so, and like even Whitney was like, no, it's all good, dude. It's all good. Maybe you should just go talk to her. I'm like, this is exactly why we have issues. Yeah. Like, it might sound dramatic, but it's all this little behavior that men just like okay with each other, like violent, aggressive behavior.
Yeah.
That men okay with. From each other. And they just like allow it to happen. It's like if men were just more like blunt, respectful, like encouraged good behavior from their friends. Yeah. I don't fucking know. Then we might have like less aggression and violence towards women.
Like, I will say I do like Craig for that reason because I feel like he does like stand up for that shit where he's like,
but he didn't say anything.
True. In this moment he doesn't, but I feel like even behind the scenes he'll be like, why would you talk to, it's like say stuff like that.
Yeah, or, he like, does. He does. And he did say that he's never heard him talk to Taylor like that, which makes me think, like, is he more comfortable talking to Taylor like that in front of Austin than Craig?
Yeah.
Like, subconsciously? Probably. Like, that's fucking gross.
Because Craig, what I've seen, I think Craig would call it
off. Yeah. I just, the whole thing is, like, creepy to me that he's, like, so okay with that. It's, like, horrifying.
It's disgusting. It's literally disgusting. Well, and then he apologizes to Taylor. She finally talks to him, and she's just, like... She just looks done.
Yeah, she looks super done.
Yeah, and he's like, well, if you want to, like, if I'm not it for you, and that's such a cop-out, like, how about...
I know, I couldn't believe, when he said that, I was like, are you fucking kidding?
Yeah. It's like, it sounds like you want out, and this is...
And that's how he's been talking about their relationship all season, where he's just like, well, maybe she just, maybe I'm just not enough.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just not enough. I'm like, oh my God, why don't you just try to be a good partner?
Exactly.
Put any amount of effort into it.
Exactly. Or why don't you say this isn't the life that I want?
Yeah.
Because you could say that too.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's so crazy.
And then later on, he's like, I don't want to see her cry. And I don't want to. I'm like, oh my God, you are so toxic. Mm-hmm. It's gross. Mm-hmm. But she seemed like they left it pretty amicably when she was on Watch What Happens Live with Naomi. Yeah. And she basically was like, none of it was wasted time.
Yeah.
We had a great thing, and now it's just over. And she said she would like to be hooked up with Tom Schwartz.
I know. And then Raquel said, I'm going to hook up with Tom Schwartz. I know. Oh, I forgot to talk about that in the Hot Goss.
I know. Like, what did you think about that? Sorry, we're taking a sidebar. Or maybe we should finish this segment.
Yeah. Okay. So, so Trump apologizes, whatever. And then we have another apology happen, and it's Craig to Austin, which I thought was actually warranted.
Yeah.
And I
loved that Austin was like, and I'm not apologizing back.
Yeah. Because he's like, because you are a fucking shit show sometimes. Yeah. But I thought it was so funny when Craig was like, do you want to hug it out? And Austin was like, and he was like, so you don't want to hug me? And he was like, I was sad because I thought you were having breakfast with somebody without me.
I know. Like, oh my God. They're so crazy.
They have
such a bromance.
Yeah, they do have such a bromance. But it's like, but Craig, you can't shit on people all the time. And
yeah, and also, you're like Austin said, like, your friends are supposed to tell you when you're in the wrong.
Yeah.
That is a good friend.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
You can't hold it with your baby feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's so used to being babied. You know fucking Paige babies the shit out of him, too.
Oh my God. Paige, takes care of him. Oh, Lord. And then, Olivia and Austin, it sounds like they make it official. But honestly, I just don't even care about them.
I know.
She's like, did you sleep with Sierra? Yeah, no shit he did.
Yeah.
What? And guess what? If you guys are together, he's probably going to sleep with Sierra again.
Oh, my God. I know. Well, then we were putting – we might have talked about this last episode, but Unfortunately, we talk a lot offline, so then I forget. but when last, or in the reunion.
The summer house reunion.
And Sierra was like, yeah, we hooked up again and we never will again. I'm sure it was from this time because he made her look so stupid again.
Again.
He's like, stop looking stupid.
He made her look stupid from the moment they started dating.
Truly.
So.
Just like, what? There are a lot of men in New York. I'm so confused. Yeah. There are plenty of hot guys in Charleston when you visit too.
Yeah.
Do anything but what you're doing.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about.
The Vanderpump Rules drama.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sheena and Brock got married in Mexico, and it sounds like Katie was uninvited per Brock's comment. And then he commented on somebody's Twitter, Instagram, or something, and he goes, Katie was uninvited and then had a girls' trip in Mexico at the same resort.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. And she was like, I love all the untruths that are coming out. And then they were like, oh, yeah. And by the way, reported news that Raquel and Schwartz slept together.
Oh, slept together.
Slept together. And then there was news that Katie was, like, chewing Schwartz out.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
All I heard was that Schwartz and Raquel made out from all of what you just said. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear any of that. Like, so,
there's way
I mean,
more.
Like, if Katie had already bought a fucking ticket, like, I'm still going to party.
Yeah, right.
Even if I get uninvited. And, like, that's so rude to uninvite someone to your wedding.
Right.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Right.
I mean, Jesus, people like make plans, whatever. They're all rich anyway, so it doesn't matter. But
well, like, disinvite me from your wedding that's like 20 minutes from my house. Sure, I'll stay home. I don't care.
True.
An entire, like, I need to fly and plan in, like you just said, like a trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm coming.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm actually still going to be there.
I'm actually still going, and I don't care if I see you. I will be drunk.
Wow, that is crazy. I mean, Schwartz is definitely like a desirable bachelor now, which is crazy because I'm like, did anyone watch the show? He's literally a piece of shit partner.
Besides air in between those brands.
It's crazy, but okay, if that fine. He's just really low key. Katie's either. The catch in between the two.
Yeah,
but whatever.
I know. So, Real Housewives of Atlanta and
16.
E.16. Okay. Drew has her surgery because she has another ruptured Achilles tendon, which is insane. I thought she was honestly kind of being dramatic. This is why you believe people when they talk.
Like when they say that they're hurt?
Yeah.
Like at Marlo about Kenya? Is that what you're saying for?
Yeah, but like I also do that too where I'm like, you're fine.
Oh. I see. I tend to believe people when they say they're hurt. But
I know, but I'm just like...
Which, oh my God, and not like the having hurt one and then overcompensating on one, like, oh, that's such a bummer.
Yeah, that
it's
is like, such a bummer. Oof, 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 but now oof. She said, I have two really strong Achilles tendons.
She's like, I am ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't know. I'd be traumatized.
I'd be traumatized as well. But Sonia and Trey visit where I'm like, what the fuck? And even she was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
But I thought that was really sweet.
So nice.
For both
Very
of them.
Very nice. Olive branch for both of them.
Yeah. And then Sonia was like, Kenya ate me up at the dinner.
She admitted
Drew
I was like,
wasn't there.
I love that she owned it because bitch, Kenya ate though.
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
That was crazy.
And you know, want to know what? Sometimes you're just like groggy minded and you just can't have an argument, you know?
I know. She really like, now that you say that, and like she was literally working and dealing with them being so petty the whole time and then was kind of pushed by Sheree to say something and did not feel like she was in the right headspace to do that.
Yeah, she just looked tired.
Yeah. And so, yeah, maybe she'll redeem herself. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm sure the reunion, the Atlanta reunion, I'm sure is going to pop all the fucking way off.
And it's like, because we've seen Sonia, like, come at people before. Mainly Drew, which is just not really, like, a difficult thing to do.
Yeah, poor
so
Drew.
It's kind of unfair.
I feel like I could eat Drew up.
I know. But yeah, I don't know. Like, a bitch will pop off. And I'm, like, trying to see some of that Jamaican flair. Like, let's go. So I would have loved to see it in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Like she said, she was like, I'm in my own country. Like, why the fuck did I eat her up?
But
anyway, we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah,
she did straight up call her and was like, because I feel like one thing that will get her to, she has confronted Kenya very calmly before on Kenya's ship, which always seems to go well. But she's never, like, popped off at her. But I feel like the one thing that will get her to is talking about her husband. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. you don't do that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many big explosions between all the housewives have been because someone's husband got brought up.
Someone's husband. I feel like I'd be like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, don't. They didn't sign up for this. Mm-hmm. And I will eat you alive. Mm-hmm. Okay. But, yeah, Sonya straight up was like, mm-hmm, cat got your tongue.
Yeah.
And Kenya was like, I'll have to wake up for this.
Yeah.
Kenya was the worst this episode.
She was bad. Okay, sidebar nation over to Ralph for a second.
Ralph is also the worst.
Quick stop over at Ralph because he's never not the worst person.
Never
not
the worst.
He has his photo shoot for his book that he's writing by himself about Drew's kid.
Well, without he's Drew not and writing without their the- kid. Advance or whatever it's called.
The prologue or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever
what's it is. Called?
The
the frontier.
The intro.
Whatever it's called. The
foreword.
The foreword.
The foreword.
Jesus.
It's got a lot of different names. She is now, like, I just feel like watching her, I'm just like, oh my God, you're just so kind of problematic. Because it's just like, he's totally shit on her, not respected her about this, left her completely out of this project. Mm-hmm. That's your partner.
And that's her kid.
Her son. Like, that you have, like, adopted unofficially. Yeah. Like, what? Mm-hmm. It's your family, and you're just totally leaving this out of them? Mm-hmm. Leaving them out of this?
You're leaving this
out of I haven't even had a drink. I'm just upset.
Yeah.
And not even including them in it. Like, not and writing them.
Yeah.
About them.
About them.
Oh my God. I honestly, it's unbelievable. And now Drew's just like, well, I'm kind of seeing the vision. Yeah. Now I'm just happy to be included and whatever. I'm just like, oh my God. But then her mom, I forget her mom's name, who I like a lot.
Yeah, I do like her.
She was like, so how about this not adopting situation that's happening? Mm-hmm. And Ralph, so now we get the full story of Ralph talked to Josiah's dad, biological dad. Mm-hmm. And, basically, the dad was disappointed, quote unquote, and wants to make an effort. And so he's come to a game.
And wants to make an effort now. How about when when Josiah was a baby or a toddler or anything? Oh, but now you want to make an effort. Right. Okay, sounds good. Because the title's getting pulled from you.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds good. Sounds like a power and complex for Ralph to me. To
take that as more important than what Josiah needs and what Drew needs. Like, what the fuck? So I feel like, I don't know, her mom, and I feel like Marlo, too, were like, the abandonment feeling that's going to come from this is, like, horrible.
Yeah.
And not only that, but also from being, like, I just feel like it would make him feel like he is the same as his siblings. Because they have, what, two other kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. That they have together. Like, he would have felt more like one of them, I feel like. I don't know. I just have, you know, just that's, I just feel like I can imagine how that would be hard.
Yeah.
But if he officially adopted him, it would feel completely different.
Yeah, Marlo was totally valid, but it was just so hypocritical. Because like, listen, bitch, why don't you work out your stuff before whatever? But yeah, that was all insane. Couldn't even take it. I was sick. I'm like, oh my God, you're going to take this fucking deadbeat of a dad and take whatever. I can't, whatever.
It's not, it's what it's what they want, not what the dad. Oh, right. Okay, we're beating this to death, but it's just really, really frustrating.
Okay, something else I'm probably going to beat to death because this had me enraged. So, Sheree has her model audition. Which, oh my God! This again, was so is bad. If this is an inkling of how the fashion show is going to go, it's going to be a shit show. It's going to be horrible. Anyways, she has her what's her name. I forget her name too.
But she was like the coordinator.
She was the coordinator helping her with this fashion show and stuff. And then Kenya comes in and Kenya does this like I'm going to pee on this for dominance type thing. And totally. It really is gross.
It really, and it's so thirsty and just like desperate. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah. And it's like, oh my God, shut up. And she comes in and she's like, why are we doing this? And the gal who's helping, she's like, well, like, this is how I do it, whatever. And she's like, well, we can't see the models. And she's like, well, this is how I do it. And Kenya's like, well, you do it wrong.
Yeah.
And then she tells her that it seems like it's her first time doing it. And then she is the model doesn't have the name mm-hmm. on the, and she's like, we need the name. And she's like, my assistant has all the names. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, we're going to need this, and just completely ignores her. The way she treated her, like,
it was disgusting. I'm
like, I fucking don't like Kenya.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is who she actually is. Mm-hmm. And it's a disgusting person.
Yeah. It's quote unquote the old Kenya coming mm-hmm. back. And it's just like, to treat someone who's working for you like that is mm-hmm. just vile. Like, mm-hmm. I have zero respect for people who treat, like, I mean, she's more of like a contract worker technically, yeah. but still, like, to treat like someone who you're working with like that is just yeah. like so gross. And not only that, but she's not working for you. So right. shut the fuck up.
Right. And also, Sheree asked this woman for mm-hmm. help.
Yeah, exactly.
So she's doing what she can to help.
Yeah.
And Sheree didn't ask you, Kenya. So yeah. why don't you go book your own models, or don't show up, or don't, like, don't exactly. shit on and somebody's, like, hard work.
When you're someone, like, for most work, but especially for, like, being a contract person or, like, a consultant of some kind, mm-hmm. you get what you fucking pay for.
Yeah.
I am not putting up any cost for you.
Yeah.
If you want to pay the bare minimum, which mm-hmm. we all know Sheree, you're mm-hmm. getting the bare fucking minimum. Mm-hmm. So she was blatantly like, you want real models, you need a budget for that.
Yeah, right.
And Kenya, if you want to put up the, like, why didn't, then if you know everything, why didn't you fucking organize this?
Yeah, thing? Right. And why didn't you give a budget? And right. why didn't you do all the things? And on top of that, Sheree doesn't have anything together. The yeah. models don't even know what the clothes they're going to be wearing.
Yeah. Like, oh my God.
There's nothing put together. So it's like, I don't know. It was just frustrating. It was really hard to watch. It was just nasty.
It was nasty. I didn't like it. I liked that the chick stuck up for herself.
She sure did.
And so that was great. But it was just so gross. Like, who acts like that?
And why didn't Sheree stick up for Kenya? That yeah. also bothered. Or stick up for the girl against Kenya. For the girl, Kenya.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If that was me, I would have been like, all right, I'll fucking talk to you later. Mm-hmm. You need to leave. Like, you're disrespectful. Quit.
Yeah, you can yeah. have your money, and I'm not dealing with this shit. No
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
I wonder if there's, like, a hashtag justice for that girl, because she needs it.
She does need it. Seriously. Well, she made herself look real good on TV, keeping her shit together. So true. Hopefully she'll get more jobs.
True.
Anyway, so Marla's getting the boys back. I don't really have much to say about this, but just a comment that yeah. it's happening.
Yeah.
Anything to add?
No, because I'm really indifferent. I'm like, you don't deserve them. They deserve, like, somebody who's not going to give up on them. But
yeah.
they clearly have, like, a better life with her. So it's just, yeah, I don't know, right. it's all just manipulative and they sad.
I know, seriously. Oh, God. Poor kids. Anyway. Well, it seems like she's learned from it, too.
Yeah, right.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, so then we have the party, disguised as Drew's getting better party, mm-hmm. but also was actually a surprise party for Marlo and Kenya. And what a bold move, having a combined party for Marlo and Kenya.
Yeah, that was bold.
Okay, you do you. So then, also, another bold move. It was all bold. You decided to split it with Sheree, who you know yeah. damn well does not pay her bills.
Yeah.
Does but not
Drew
pay
them. Might not know that.
What? We spent the whole first half of the season with the drama from her boy being like, She doesn't pay. And then Drew calling her out for not paying. True, and true. I've heard okay. that you don't
okay,
pay.
Okay, okay. 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 You're right. You're right.
I got quotes.
You did. You said I do got quotes. Test me, bitch.
But so then two parts to this. Why was that party $3,000? It literally did not.
Think of the food and stuff. That shit adds up.
Okay. And Sheree was like, I didn't pay for all the shit.
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't really think you were going to pay for anything anyway.
Yeah.
And right. she doesn't. She literally yeah. didn't pay for a single thing.
She said, well, I'll give you a fourth of the.
Yeah. She said in her interview, she said, I'm not cheap, but. And I'm like, bitch, you are
you
cheap.
You are so cheap.
Everyone know. How can you even so defend cheap. Yourself?
And how do you have your house? I don't. Maybe no. she has to invest every dollar she has into that house because she can't afford it.
Maybe.
So she can't pay anybody else.
Yeah. This is speculation, but.
Yeah. Well, so is saying that she doesn't pay anybody.
Well, she didn't pay Drew. We have proof.
Yeah, true. True for Drew.
Anyway, so then, oh God, it just gets worse. So then Sheree has the phone call
mm-hmm.
To her, I don't even know really who, someone who's helping her with the
fashion, whatever it is.
Yeah.
A showing, a walk. Yeah. We don't know anymore.
Just a gathering without anything, mm-hmm. without any clothes is what it's
actually just
be.
A party.
Yeah, just exactly.
Just like just a She by Sheree in the future party.
She by
never gonna happen. Okay.
And the Jake is like, he has basically nothing.
Yeah.
He has essentially nothing and a bunch of unfinished stuff.
Yeah.
And then Sheree's like, this cannot be happening again. This cannot be happening again. It's like, because you have to put in the time and money.
Yeah.
Bitch, it's not just going to magically happen.
Yeah, right.
How can you literally have gone through all that embarrassment and then let this happen again?
Yeah. Literally.
As someone, from someone with like a strong work ethic, I literally cannot imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot.
Never.
And like, I feel like Candy is that representative there where she's just like the hardest worker of everyone. And she's just like, what?
Yeah.
The absolute fuck.
Yeah. Well, and you start to lose a lot of credibility too.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. Her credibility is gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just been a very embarrassing season for her.
It's been horribly embarrassing. And if that wasn't enough, Drew tells everybody at the party that Sheree got that call. So now Sheree has to, like, literally answer to everybody. And everybody's like, what is happening? And she's like, well, and, like, nobody can even get a sentence in. And then Kenya's literally like, I was at the calling the other day and it was not good. And, like, everybody is just roasting Sheree. They're like, you cannot do this again.
And then Kenya brings up the guy from the last time this disaster happened.
Yeah.
And he's like, a fashion show without fashion. How dreadful.
Mm-hmm. What's his name, Dwight or Dwayne?
I think it's Dwayne. I forget.
I don't know, but he's an icon.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes because that's next week.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I can watch it.
I know. Even Candy was like, she's kidding. She has everything together. She's not going to go through this again. And Sheree was like, no. Candy was like, what?
Candy was like, how do you have clothes for your invite and not for your fashion show? Like,
what is happening?
What? Crazy.
And then, oh my God, then it gets crazier. Then it gets
crazier.
When
you think the episode's over.
Yeah.
It's not.
Just when you think it's over. Credits are like inching to start rolling. Apollo shows up because apparently Sheree and Apollo have been these great friends for a long time.
Like go way back, which they do go way back, but not as friends.
Yeah.
And the drama of the hopping out of the car, like I was like, chill out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Calm down. And she's getting advice about what to do with Tyrone. And it's clear that she still wants to be with Tyrone, but that's a horrible mistake. She's wondering why She by Sheree is failing. It's because she's distracted by Tyrone.
Yeah.
100%. Right. And then she asks Apollo to be a male model.
Yeah.
Which he is like a good looking guy.
Yeah, he is a good looking guy, but he has modeled, but it's probably been 10 years at least. Yeah. Like, whatever. But he had his moment. He was like, couldn't wait for his moment. You can tell to like get in his digs about Phaedra and be like, she left me basically for dead, quote on motherfucking quote.
That was insane.
I was like, are you?
I'm like, you seriously? Lost your. Okay, should we talk about when you charged her in the garage?
Whoa.
Yeah, you don't remember that? And he was like coming at her like super aggressively and he was like taking stuff and like, where's my fucking shit? And like,
whoa.
Yeah, and he was about to get.
I haven't rewatched Atlanta, so I haven't seen all the episodes.
He's really not good with her. Like, no wonder that she had to leave him. She didn't feel safe.
Yeah, without all that, I was like, I don't blame her because he fucking. Like we were saying offline, it's like your significant other finds out you're about tax evasion or whatever shit, you lied to them. That's a cheating on them.
Yeah.
Trust is gone. Right. Like, you can't do that.
I think he was embezzling money, actually.
Oh, whatever the fuck he was doing. It was super illegal. Still, so much prison.
Yeah. You are cheating and lying. And
you're dragging them through all this shit with you. You can't blame them for not wanting to be a part of that.
You would have left her for dead. She would have had nothing.
Yeah, true. And for dead...
For dead.
You went to prison.
That's not death. And now you're fine.
Yeah, and you're actually totally fine. But anyway, so he was just like living his life in his moment there. So that was like ridiculous. But we'll see. She might as well not have asked him because she's not going to need anyone to model anything. It's like
she can save her money.
So that's it. No Beverly Hills. La-di-da. This will be the last full episode for a month. Mm-hmm. So, but look out for those bonus episodes. We'll still be active on the socials. So follow us on Instagram. It's dose.of.reality. That's DOS. And on Twitter, it's dose_reality_. And like and subscribe. And
tell Andy Cohen.
And please at Andy Cohen.
Andy Cohen.
Zaddy Andy. All right. Thanks, y'all.
Bye.